From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United Nations plans to begin aid deliveries today in hopes of reaching more than 150,000 Syrians as a ceasefire is in its third day. It began Saturday, and despite multiple claims of violations, the truce is largely held. Less than an hour before the deal went into effect, members of the UN Security Council unanimously endorsed the truce. UN Envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, says peace talks might resume on March 7th if the ceasefire holds. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and his allies have won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in an election for the country's important assembly of experts. Ohio State University scholar Alam Payan tells VOA the assembly is a very important body in the Iranian government.
The assembly of experts, there's a possibility that probably that Akbar Hashimi Rafsanjani, who was the former president long time ago, so probably about 15, 16 years ago, so he will probably replace Ayatollah Khamenei, who is now 76 years old. So that's one, which is the Assembly of the Experts, which is 88-member body.
Rafsanjani is known for his more progressive views. An unofficial tally show reformists and moderates winning many seats in the Iranian parliamentary election. Authorities in Somalia said today at least 30 people were killed in Sunday's double bomb attack by Al-Shabaab militants in the town of Baidoa. Attacks came 48 hours after two massive explosions killed 25, wounded 60 others in the capital Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for those bombings as well. They carry out frequent attacks in Somalia. This is VOA News. Islamic State militants launched twin suicide attacks on the western and eastern outskirts of the Iraqi capital Baghdad on Sunday, killing dozens of people. In a surprise assault, three suicide bombers and gunmen and trucks stormed into an area 25 kilometers west of downtown Baghdad. Hours later, the extremists carried out a double bombing in Baghdad's northeastern Shiite suburb of Sadr City, killing at least 24. The mainly Shiite suburb has been a focal point for sectarian violence for years, with hundreds of people killed in bomb attacks. Pakistan has executed a man who killed a powerful governor who had opposed the country's blasphemy laws. Mumtaz Qadri, a member of the police elite's force, was part of the team guarding Punjab Governor Salman Taseer in January of 2011 when Qadri shot Taseer nearly 30 times in broad daylight in Islamabad. Qadri was hanged earlier today. Protests broke out in several parts of the country as news of the execution spread. U.S. presidential candidates are using today to make a last push for support before voters in 11 states have their say in who should be the nominees for the Democratic and Republican parties. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is holding events in Virginia and Georgia. Marco Rubio is campaigning in Arkansas. Ted Cruz is focusing his efforts on his home state of Texas. Democrat Hillary Clinton and her rival Bernie Sanders are coming off of Clinton's big win in the state of South Carolina over the weekend. About half of all the delegates needed to win the nomination for president are up for grabs in the so-called Super Tuesday elections. The 88th Annual Academy Awards were handed out on Sunday in Hollywood, with top honors for acting going to Leonardo DiCaprio for his role in the film The Revenant.
Making The Revenant was about man's relationship to the natural world, a world that we collectively felt in 2015 as the hottest year in recorded history. Our production needed to move to the southern tip of this planet just to be able to find snow. Climate change is real. It is happening right now. It is the most urgent threat facing our entire species.
DiCaprio concluded his remarks by saying, "Let us not take the planet for granted. I do not take tonight for granted." Best Actress went to Brie Larson for the movie Rome. Spotlight was Best Picture. Best Foreign Film was Son of Saul. Alicia Vikander and Mark Rylance won Best Supporting Awards for Acting. You can get more news by going to our website, and you can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.